We are closing in on the end of the month when many people are scraping by to pay their rent and bills. Several states had moratoriums in place during the pandemic that prevent utilities from being shut off to customers who can't pay. However, many of those moratoriums are ending, leaving tens of millions of people at risk of service shutdowns in the winter months. Joining us now is Mark Wolf, Executive Director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. Mark, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. So we spoke with you during the summer about people struggling to pay for air conditioning, but now we're entering the winter, and I'm sure heating is now something you're very concerned about.
Yes, it's the next bill. So what we're very concerned about is not just the cost of heating, but millions of Americans have been on moratoriums. In other words, they were able to delay payment on their cooling bills. But now those bills are continuing, and they're now having heating bills on top of that. So we're estimating that many families owe close to $800 now on their utility bills. And by the end of winter, that could rise up to $1,700. So at the end of March, since all signs point to a continuing weak economy, there could be millions of families owing more than a year's worth of energy bills.
You've been collecting data on those most impacted. How would you describe the scale?
Well, right now we think there's about $24 billion in bad debt that families haven't been able to pay. And by March, that could reach $40 billion. So if you think about that, these are families that have lost their jobs and that once the pandemic ends and they get back on their feet, they get a job again, they'll be burdened with these energy bills. We have to think through a solution so that they can get back to work and not have to worry about bills associated with the pandemic.
Let's talk a little bit about resources. So you work with state directors who are participating in the federal low-income home energy assistance program, which provides assistance to people who are struggling to pay their utility bills. How often are people tapping into this resource for help?
Well, right now we reach about 6 to 7 million families a year. And we do have money available. Congress did provide the regular appropriation for this year, and then they provided an additional $900 million through the first stimulus bill. So that will help, but it's not enough money. But we don't want to discourage people as well from applying.
Yeah, I can imagine even before the pandemic, this type of program needed more funding. But considering the state of our economy right now, how much more support do you think it needs to keep operating?
Well, we're asking for an additional $10 billion to cover the additional need. Congress, in the stimulus bill that passed the House, that, you know, that didn't pass the full Congress, provided an additional $4.5 billion, and that would have helped a lot. So we were very disappointed that the stimulus bill fell apart, you know, didn't pass this Congress. But when you think about this, this is a problem that can be solved. It's a solvable bill. You know, there's a lot of concern about airlines. You know, airlines are struggling to pay their bills, and there was an effort to have a bailout for airlines. There was the Paycheck Protection Program that bailed out small and medium-sized businesses. This is the same thing. These are families that have bills to pay, and energy is the definable bill, and we can pay that. We can help them get back on their feet when the moratorium ends, and I think that's essential. And if you think about the Paycheck Protection Program, there's a certain irony here. That's a loan program that's going to be forgiven. Why can't we also forgive these debts? It's the same argument.
What is the risk of the administration not doing anything? I mean, we have a week to go before the election to really pass something, and it really looks as if it's becoming a narrower and narrower window. What is the risk of the administration not taking further action to help make sure people don't get their water and power shut off?
Well, the risk is that the bills will keep piling up. I mean, in many cases, the utilities are not going to shut people off. I mean, the real concern if we don't pass a stimulus bill, well, it might be almost impossible now in the last week of this Congress or during the lame duck session, is that people will keep falling behind and the utilities will start to have no choice. Utilities have talked about things like, we'll work out a repayment plan. Well, that's great if you have a job, but these families still are unemployed. They don't have a job. And so what's the choice? You let them keep building up debt. And then once they have a job, they can't ever get out of that debt. So it's a problem that we all see, Congress recognizes, but because of the inability to reach an agreement on the stimulus bill, everything's on hold.
Mark Wolf is Executive Director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As we heard Mark Wolf say, millions of people are struggling to make ends meet, and Cynthia Carter of Chicago is one of them. Cynthia is currently unemployed, and while she's been able to get some help from some of the energy assistance programs we heard about earlier, right now is still a major challenge. Cynthia, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
So before this pandemic, you were juggling two jobs, helping your mother with her daycare business and working as a teacher for young children at a women's shelter. You were furloughed in July. How are you feeling about your situation right now?
When you wake up in the morning and just try not to allow the anxiety, sometimes it's still like a heaviness on your chest. So I go for walks, try to do a little exercise so, you know, stress and anxiety don't override. And just try to stay hopeful that things will eventually change. I'll eventually get on the path that I need to be on and opportunities will be available for me.
Yeah, absolutely. How much of a help has it been to get help to pay for your gas and electric bills?
Oh, man, it's been a tremendous, tremendous help. Because at one point I had received a notice that the lights, you know, probably be turned off. And the gas, as you know, the weather here is getting colder and colder. So I have to turn on the heat in October.
Yeah, your landlord has also been understanding, but you haven't paid your rent since July. What's your plan for rent this month and the next?
I'm staying hopeful. I'm still waiting to receive an answer for the rent assistance program, but I know that there will be someone that God will use to help me to pull through.
This is almost a full-time job in itself, just trying to figure out how to put things all together.
Oh, absolutely. Just trying to figure out where to go from here is a challenge because I still want to be involved with children, but I'm looking maybe if I can help the mom and the child. I do know that it has been where parent would come to me and I'm able to help them when they come to me as far as encouraging them. That's my passion. That's where I want to go. But I don't know how to get to this road or what I, you know, at this point.
How has this experience motivated your decision for who you will vote for this election?
To me, I don't care who's president, which one win. It's the two of the lesser evil. That's how I see it. Yeah. And if the person that's in there right now is not doing everything in his power to make any changes in the different crises that we're facing, you're not trying to bring unity where there's division. I know you can't control the virus, but things that are being said about no mask. I lost two of the members of our church that I knew since I was a child that helped me when I was carrying my first child that was there to help me. And now she's dead.
I'm so sorry, Cynthia.
And so to lose two sisters 2 days apart that were very close to me, and then you see people not wearing masks or not keeping social distance, and the president is like the people that's not wearing the mask. And so, you know, that helps me to make a decision which way I'm going to vote.
Cynthia Carter is an unemployed teacher from Chicago speaking to us about the challenges of trying to pay for her utility bills and rent during the pandemic. Cynthia, I thank you for taking the time to talk with us, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll have resources on how to apply for assistance with utility bills at hereandnow.org.